For almost 600 years, nothing has stopped anyone so inclined from kissing the Blarney Stone. But guess not what's happening today. The Irish government has strictly limited social interactions, with schools being shut, universities, child daycare centers, and such, and no kissing the Blarney Stone at this time in Ireland. Mm. In fact, the owner of Blarney Castle, which is home of the famous stone, says it's the first time in history that this is being done. Of course, a lot of people have often wondered, outside of the coronavirus situation, how healthy is it to kiss a stone that a lot of other people have been putting their...
not very.
Although I wonder, maybe they wipe it down. You know, if I were going to do that, I'd have a wipe in my pocket, too, and maybe even put some chapstick or something on before I puckered up on the Blarney Stone.
I think I'd have the high-pressure washer or something, and then use my sanitizer of some sort.
That's just in normal times.
Yeah, but, right.
843 on WSGW. We talked about, again, you know, humor and the way that some of the tough times are being faced. We mentioned just moments ago, before the 8:30 news, the picture somebody sent us, and we appreciate that. We'll get it posted on our morning team page so you can see it, too. Somebody who's got a home for sale, and alongside their for sale home, they put up a sign that says free roll of toilet paper with purchase. So we'll put that on so you can check that out, too. Somebody else sent me a meme that I don't have it in front of me. I think I can recreate it. It was short, but it read this way. It said, the World Health Organization has announced that dogs have been cleared of being a carrier of coronavirus. All dogs that have been quarantined can be set free. Remember, it was the World Health Organization. That does, you know. To be clear, who let the dogs out? Really?
Yeah.
So, as you can see, is that some people are coping in different ways.
Oh, someone on social media had a post, if you buy 30 rolls of toilet paper, if you can find it, you need to give 3 rolls to the church.
Oh.
Your tithe, you know.
Oh, your tithe. Yes, yeah, indeed.
And of course, churches are taking hit right now. Hopefully people will keep up their contributions, even if they aren't there, that they will make them up because they have operational costs as well.
Yeah, well, that's the ongoing question. The survival of businesses, nonprofits, churches, and people in general. That's part of the seriousness. And here's another serious. You know, last hour we talked about this, and we have a podcast. I mean, you know, by the way, you know, WSW.com is online. And so we have podcast segments of what we're calling our coronavirus conversations, which is on the minds, it seems. But we're trying to also offer some lighter stories, too. We had the story about how when Belgium, I think it was, a company is creating what they're calling some happy masks. You know, people wearing, they're putting images on the masks to try and make the masks look a little brighter and, you know, maybe make people smile. I think they had like pictures of, you know, giraffes and llamas and things. We had the story last hour how the president of Belarus is suggesting that for the agricultural community, people should be out in the fields, tending their fields, driving tractors. He's saying tractor therapy. People just drive tractors and they don't think about the virus in that time. So a little tractor therapy. All right. We'll go along with that.
That's different.
The last hour we talked about too, and again, there's a podcast segment up and we'll put a link to the story. In fact, we had another part of our conversation we had earlier. It was a blanket, I know, a wide brush I painted when it came to picking on politicians. But we had the stories of how some spending bills that were being put through, even in the state of Michigan last week, had attachments for politicians' pet projects, which is, you know, raised the ire of people, and how we continue to get emails from fundraising. Due to the coronavirus outbreak, our campaign events and things are being canceled, but you can still give online. And the last line of the email is, but make sure you take care of your family first and then give. So it's like, you know, there's a time and place, and that's not the time and place.
True.
It's not every politician, but again, painting the wide brush, unfortunately, it happens. As I said, those politicians doing that know who they are. They know who they are. And last hour, we had the story of how in San Francisco, they're apparently implementing a shelter in place which says everyone, you know, you got to stay home unless you have to go out for something essential. It says it's not a, you know, it's coming as a shelter in place from the government, but it's not a lockdown, which they say is different. However, still in the story, it said from Reuters that people who disobey the shelter in place and maybe be out when they're not supposed to because it's not essential reasons for them to be out, they could face a misdemeanor crime.
And that could cost Whoa. Some money.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's part of the conversation. Where are we going with that? And how about this from Israel? You know, talking about how things are so worldwide. It says here, Israel's cabinet has authorized the Internal Security Agency to use mobile phone tracking technology to monitor the movements of coronavirus patients. Okay? I'll say it again. Now, this is from Israel, and its Internal Security Agency has now been allowed to use mobile tracking technology to monitor the movements of coronavirus patients. As Prime Minister Netanyahu says, he understands the privacy concerns, but says that drastic steps are needed to prevent the spread of the virus. And so that's how they're going to track those who are the virus that maybe are moving around as they can't. And there's some privacy people already saying, we understand the health needs, but again, here's that conversation. You got the health needs and the privacy needs that are starting to be questioned in some ways. So just things that are going on, be they right here in the Great Lakes Bay region, be they here in the state, the country, or around the world,